The American Secretary of State Antony Blinken is concluding his latest trip to the Middle East after visiting Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the occupied West Bank. Mr. Blinken has been meeting Israeli and Arab leaders in a bid to stop Israel's war with Hamas from intensifying and spreading beyond Gaza. It comes as US and UK forces say they shot down the largest drone and missile attack to date from Iran-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. Well, we're joined now by Kim Semgukta, the diplomatic and defence editor with the Independent newspaper. Kim, thanks for taking our call this lunchtime. It seems Antony Blinken's mission on this visit had two objectives. One, to try and chart some sort of a future for Gaza post the war, but also to try to prevent the war spreading into a wider Middle East conflagration. Is it diplomacy that's bearing fruit, do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right there. You know, he's on a two-pronged mission, and we wait to see how far it succeeds. The question of the role the Palestinian Authority will play in Gaza the day after is one of huge acrimony between the Biden administration and the government of Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel. And of course, the Israeli government, which is, as we know, is really a far-right coalition, has stated adamantly that the PA under Mahmoud Abbas should have no part to play in what happens in Gaza afterwards. And we have had senior members of Mr. Netanyahu's government basically saying that they will continue with their suspension of any funds to PA, which runs the West Bank, and again reiterating what they see is basically a forced eviction of the population of Gaza. And that's the view of the right-wing members of the Israeli government. Of course, the American position is that PA should play a part in running not just West Bank and Gaza, but also, what they're saying now, quite strongly, both President Biden and Mr. Blinken and others, is that the only solution to try and prevent these recurring, increasingly bloody wars is the establishment of the Palestinian state, which again is not something this current Israeli government will back.
So that's the long-term challenges here, Kim. But in the immediate weeks and perhaps months ahead, the risk of this war spreading, we've seen, as we've been reporting today, these drone and missile attacks continuing in the Red Sea from the Houthi rebels and increasing attacks along the Israeli-Lebanon border. How great is the risk, as long as the Israeli operation in Gaza continues, of the conflict spreading wider?
Well, as you point out, every week there's ratcheting up of this tension, ratcheting up of the confrontation. And one of the consequences of that may well be a wider conflagration through the Middle East. We've had the Houthi attacks, the largest ever aimed at international shipping last night, which was seen off by the Americans and British warships there. But you have also had the assassination of a Hamas leader in Beirut, the killing of a Hezbollah leader by the Israelis inside Lebanon, and the cross-border rocketing and shelling in the north between Hezbollah and Israel has grown. So there's undoubtedly much more of a danger now than even a few weeks ago of a wider war.
Kim, we'll leave it there, but thanks for talking to us. Kim Sengupta there, Defence and Diplomatic Editor with The Independent.